63.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, welcome, my friends, to the main place in media where we get to counter the National Immunization Propaganda Awareness Month. Yeah, and that, and also the propaganda about cholesterol. We'll counter that, too. It's just what we do. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, very cool stuff. Chris Barr, he's not a doc. He's better. He's going to be joining us today. I haven't heard from him in a while. Super Don is at the helm, making us sound so good. Shane is on the board. And if you'd like to call in, I'll give you that number momentarily. Or you can go to robertscottbell.com and see the links and the stories and everything you need to know to navigate your way through a form of media that pushes the First Amendment for all it's worth and asks permission. Never, because it's not required. Not
That's
here
right.
on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know that, Super Don.
That's
Do not
right.
ask permission where none is required. And here, it's not required unless you're a little baby of government. I have to ask permission. Hey, we'll talk about the new extremists. You know what they are, Super Don? The new extremists. Or, you know, it's
yes.
like the founding fathers, of course, in a modern day context, if they were here right now, they would be considered terrorists. And it's acknowledged. And we've got a story if we can get to that in a little while. But the new extreme is more dangerous than the founding fathers reincarnated in modern day America. It's children, particularly 4-year-old girls who garden.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be a new TV show on MTV. Extreme gardening.
Extreme gardening. Yeah, look out
Absolutely.
For these extreme 4-year-old little girl gardeners, because the USDA says, no, can't happen. Can't happen. But before we even get to that, oh, my gosh, are we loaded for stories. Check it out. Chris Barr's thrown a lot of good stuff up there for us as well. The National Immunization Propaganda Awareness Month issue, really taking it to new levels today. A new low, a new high, depending on where you are in the, I guess, extremist propaganda realm, because everything is extremism now. Now, this story out of Texas is telling you that if you go to church, you're responsible for measles outbreaks.
See, I knew it.
Don's not into organized religion. We know that.
I knew it. See, what? You go to church, you're going to catch the measles. See? Hey, I'm telling you.
It's not that simple, Super Don. Not that simple.
All right.
The latest measles outbreak, this is according to USA Today, shows the need for everyone to be vaccinated, doctors say, unnamed doctors. A visitor to a Texas megachurch infected 15 people, most of whom who were unvaccinated or had no vaccination records. Of course, they haven't validated any of these stories or any of these claims within the article here, but it's pretty stunning where they're going with this. They said those sickened by measles included 9 children, 6 adults, ranging in age from 4 months old to 44 years old. At least 12 of those infected were not fully immunized against measles. That's their claim. The other patients lack documentation to show whether they were or were not vaccinated, and the 4-month-old is too young to be vaccinated according to standard vaccination schedule from the CDC and P. That's the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. The schedule recommends that children get their first measles shot at age 12 to 15 months, as well as the second dose between ages 4 and 6. See, this is an overt propaganda effort to convince you that measles is back and that if you're not vaccinated, you're going to get it, or if you're not vaccinated, you're the cause of it. This, right. despite the fact that they also claim that somebody had visited, somewhere in Bumble, you know what, Africa. You can't say it properly there. You know what I'm saying?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee Africa, right?
Bumblebee tuna. Bumblebee
somebody
tuna,
yes. visited, Africa, came back and supposedly had the measles and was like typhoid measles Mary to come back right. to this church. And, of course, they get on this church because the church wasn't really evidently propagandizing strongly enough for vaccinations. You know, this church leader, let me see, I'm reading down this article here. It's linked up in the show notes, by the way, I believe. Let's see, who is this leader? Pearson's call up Pearson's. All right, so parishioner Pearson's. She said that, she recommends that her congregants take vitamin D to fortify their immune systems. But okay. The propagandist.
I was going to say, we can't argue with that. That's good.
I want them exposed to sunlight and to get vitamin D produced endogenously. That's my default argument.
Sunlight. Now, Robert, come on. What are you doing?
What?
They got the measles because they weren't vaccinated. They even point out here that they weren't vaccinated and they were homeschooled. That's bad.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
That is bad. And now you want them to be in the sun?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I do. And,
Robert,
and you know, the thing
what is wrong with you? They're going to get cancer.
Well, listen, I'm a free radical. They're not going to get cancer. They're going to be prevented. In fact, we're going to talk a lot about cancer with Chris Barr today, about selenium and other things. But if you're going to be a vaccine stooge, I'm just going to have to turn your mic off there, Superdog.
I'm sorry. Play devil's advocate on a Sunday. How do you like that?
I know. What a bad day for that, right? No, I get it. But she's recommending vitamin D to fortify immune systems. But then this vaccine apologist, propagandist, Schaffner in the article here. And by the way, it's Eagle Mountain Church. Terry Pearson's is the person that was talking about having reservations of vaccines because of autism, right?
Right.
They're primarily concerned with children who have a family history of autism. And, of course, they're just claiming that there's no link. Of course, the official propagandists say 20 studies have failed to find any link between autism and vaccines. Well, it's because they monkeyed with the data. We've already covered that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't hear this on any other show. Perhaps Chris Barr talks about it. He's got a daily show, as far as I know. He'll give us some updates on that. But this person's saying that this religious leader is sadly misinformed. She's not really, except that she says she acquiesces here. Here she backs down to the official government propaganda. She says our children and even adults of all ages need to be immunized now to stop the spread of measles and prevent those potential complications. The disease is only shut down when all are immunized. So they got the church leader to do this. Now, this is the problem I have with organized religion. And again, Superdon, we share this, and I know Chris Barr does as well. He'll come on and talk about it. Right. These organized religions are 501c3 certified by the IRS churches. They, in other words, they ask permission of government to exist. Once you do that, you become a subservient to government. Government becomes the superior in this relationship or equation. God, creator, not involved in this directly, only as an indirect. Because even if you could read scripture and you can and say, hey, it violates, let's say, any kind of, let's say, spiritual purity to inject in defenseless little children with foreign RNA, DNA, aborted fetal tissue, and a whole host of other things. That is now overruled, overwhelmed, if you will, by a government that has granted permission to that church to exist. Now, can we take it out into the Church of Nature for all you naturalists out there? You know, maybe you're not like you're into Mother Gaia, right? That concept. And I'm not going to argue with anybody on this. I want you to follow your bliss, live a peaceful, loving life, lead by example. And don't try to force people to live or believe the way you do. Just lead by example and show them the betterness of your ways, right? But now the dolphins are being also brought into this. The dolphins, not the Miami Dolphins. The dolphins in the ocean. Yeah, and I'm getting you. Listen to this title. This is on CBS, VC, and it says, marine biologist, hundreds of dolphins could be dying from measles-like virus. Hundreds of dolphins could be dying from measles-like virus.
Measles-like.
Measles-like. I was like, what the hell is this? Now the dolphins are getting measles? What? Or, no, it's measles-like. Measles-like.
Oh,
what is it?
Well, you know, no herd immunity in the dolphins. Is it a herd? What if you put a bunch of dolphins together? What do they call that?
A school of dolphins?
Is it a school of dolphins?
I don't know. Well, somebody will call and let us know. Sure. By the way, you can call up. If you want to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show live on the air through naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com and our affiliates all over planet Earth, you can call in right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It's that simple. Now, the school of dolphins, I'm just making that up as I go. But what I'm not making up is this article. They're telling you it's measles-like. That's the headline, okay? So I'm just telling you, this is how the propaganda is playing out, even to those who are not religious, but they love dolphins. So we don't want to get only target the homeschoolers and the churchgoers. We want to target the marine biologists and the wannabe marine biologists. And so the headline says it. So you read through this entire article, and nowhere in there did they actually link a scientific paper, article, peer-reviewed literature that this is a virus that's like measles, except for the fact that a marine biologist by the name of Kim Durham said that this type of virus resembles measles.
Well, why couldn't it have been? They were dying from an Ebola-like virus.
Sure, yeah, why it looked right? like that. Or why couldn't it be a chickenpox virus? The dolphins right. have the shingles. But no, that's it's right. measles-like. And I'm telling you, the reason for this is that they've got to now ratchet up the fear that measles is on the return, and everybody should be vaccinated, and they're even going after dolphins with this idea.
Dolphins.
Yeah, because right. the dolphins are just screwing it up. They're screwing it up. Their brains are so large.
A commercial with Flipper on it or something like that to try and convince people to get their measles shot, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Get your measles shot. Flipper says so. So it's a desperation ploy on the fact. And listen, think about this. Vaccines do contribute to autism. Some would say direct cause, some would say indirect. There's a lot of reasons. So we've covered it many times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the reality is, you can recover from measles. In fact, you will. 99.9 out of 100 times, you will. With a basically functioning, intact immune system, you help your children by having sunlight exposure. You help them by promoting good liver function. You give them selenium. We'll talk about these things. There's homeopathic medicines that deal with measles and chickenpox and rubella and mumps and all of that. And so we can get children through these diseases, and they'll be stronger for it, less inclined for chronic diseases, less inclined for cancer. Yet nothing about that in the propaganda campaign to promote what? Vaccine awareness? No. Measles awareness. We want you to get your right. measles shot. And they're not telling you the truth about measles. Right. You can get through it. We have the tools. That includes the sovereign silver that we love so much. We've got some good sovereign silver stories. We got questions of the day. We got questions of the day coming in through the robertscottbell.com website as well. And you can get updates there.
Heard.
And yes.
Herd. It is a herd. See, herd. Our fantastic board op Shane has just informed us it is a herd. It can herd be dolphins. Called a herd of also herd immunity.
Herd. It continues on. Well done. Herd there of dolphin go. Immunity. Listen, we got to take a break here. We are rocking and rolling the health world as we do each and every week, beginning this day and continuing on Monday through Friday. Tell the stations you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on right now that they can pick the show up live each and every day, 6 days out of the week. In the meantime, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. A moment of duh is coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Bell, 866-939-2355. Call me up 6 days a week, live on the air. And we got your broadcast healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do we do this? Well, sometimes we review the scientific journals. Sometimes the scientific journals come to us. Sometimes we go to government-sanctioned propaganda sites to bring you news in ways that they would not approve. And that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right? How many people out there need approval before they start their day by, you know, from government? Unfortunately, sure. Far too many. But sure. Not four-year-old gardeners. They're now the big new threat, the extremist threat. We'll get to that. Chris Barr is going to join us today on the air. We've got lots of healing to go regarding, you can't imagine the things we got to reverse here. But when we go to the scientific journals or when we review the government sites, sometimes we find certain revelations that are so stunning, so outrageous, they could only be considered. What could they be considered? Today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by that frenzied time of the year known as Back to School. And in fact, it's brought to you by HealthFinder.duh or .gov, depending on the way you look at it. Did you know, Super Don, and everybody out there listening, that good nutrition can boost school performance?
No.
Yes, the experts say no. It's true. It's got to be true. The official story today on the show. Yeah. Healthy diet.
How does that work? I've never heard of that before.
I'm scratching my head. A healthy diet can help students excel in school, according to, guess what, a registered degreed dietitian.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
a dietitian. Well, now we know it's official. Debbie Boutwell. She spouts well. She's a clinical dietitian in the Division of Nutritional Therapy at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center, where they still feed the kids Jell-O. Well, we know that.
Yes.
fiber is good, whole grain cereals. But, of course, they say low-fat milk. No, just say no to low-fat pasteurized homogenized milk. That's dangerous.
Ah.
Debbie Spoutwell Broutwell. Yogurt yes. and berries. Well, is the yogurt raw? Is it from real cows that are not fed GMO grains, for instance? How about the toast? Is it also Wonder Bread, refined or not? How about the eggs? Are they pastured? Are they fed real organic foods that they're normally eating?
Hormones, right?
Do they eat worms right. from the ground?
Yep.
Let's see. Again, what is with the low-fat? Low-fat. Always low-fat. 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 Again, this is nonsense. Even though we know this is a major moment of duh that good nutrition helps, the fact is the strategies toward good nutrition from dietitians, let me just talk, it's stupefyingly dumb. There's not one word of clean, organic, and whole other than whole wheat. Yet the wheat is so hybridized over generations now that many children cannot tolerate this form of whole grain. Instead, we need to be going back to the ancient biblical grains that are out there that haven't been monkeyed with by man so much.
Right. Well, listen, when we start off with, you know, in the very beginning of the article, registered dietitian, we don't have to go any farther than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, we have talked about these registered dietitians, you know, and not to mention the fact that these kids that are getting, you know, eating at school, you know, if we're talking about school lunches, especially,
yeah,
you know, what are we dealing with here? All of this stuff has to be approved and stamped by the USDA before they can serve it in school.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we can go right back to the USDA, which happened to be the one that's going after the extreme gardener, right?
Yeah. Hey, did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are linked to a decline in ADHD in kids? Wait a sec. I think I read that wrong.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wait. Let me read this again. Omega-3 fatty acids linked to a decline in ADHD in rats?
Rats?
In rats? What? Wait a second. What is this? United Propaganda International shares this story through their health news section. Omega-3 fatty acids. We talk about omega-3s. We love omega-3s, but ADHD in rats? It's as fake in them as it is in children.
Of course, I want to know, how do you do a study and determine that a rat has ADHD? Look, the rat is not sitting still and studying and doing its homework.
Look at that. It's on the rat wheel. Wait, that must be evidence of ADHD. No, they run on rat wheels. You know, this is really incredible. And this is a Norwegian study. And in Norway, they love their omega-3s. But, yeah, seriously, the reality is that kids and rats probably do suffer from, omega-3 deficiencies, which they rename conveniently as ADHD. There are other mineral deficiencies associated with that as well, and we'll get into them. We'll get into them. We have lots of questions of the day. In fact, what if one of your family members wants to go through chemo? What are you going to do? Because the doctors are going to tell them not to do any antioxidants. We got a question about that. We got dangerous four-year-old gardeners the USDA is warning us against. And we've got your calls at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after this with Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better, and he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, you're front and center up on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. That means you. You know who you are. You're listening. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. We don't bite unless it's required. But it's not required here. We don't have to bite. That's not the case. In fact, we're all holistic here. Detoxification, supplementation, food-grown nutrition, we got it going on. And back on the Robert Scott Bell Show now. It's been a while since we've had him on, and I don't know who to blame. Not looking for blame, just happy to have him on board. His name, Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. Chris, welcome back, my friend.
It's great to be back. I guess I'm back to schooling.
Yes, they are back to school, and it's a crazy time of year because it's, I call it hunting season. It's like the doctors, the pharmacists, the nurses, and the school administrators are hunting your children with syringes.
Well, sadly, that's the truth. That's easily enough avoided, though, by those that are proactive, but sadly, that's too few people.
Yeah, and even in that article I just talked about, and they were blaming the measles, Texas, churches, this and that, and nobody's getting vaccinated, they say, well, it's required before you go to school in Texas. Well, they always fail to mention that you have religious freedom, at least in 48 states. I don't know what's wrong with West Virginia and whatever the other, I think it was, might be Mississippi or something. But
it is Mississippi.
Yeah. I mean, no religious freedom in those two states, but that's patently unconstitutional, but that's another story. The whole idea is that when parents recognize that their freedom to say, I have a religious belief against vaccination, does not have anything to do with whether they belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque, whether they attend church on Sunday, Saturday, or whatever they do. In fact, it's a deeply held personal conviction that is tantamount to a religious belief. And that is not widely disseminated, that kind of information, in the mainstream media, of course.
Well, it's amazing. I tell people, what would you think of a law that said you can't go faster than 55 miles per hour on the highway? And then there was a subclause somewhere down the fine print that says, unless you want to. What kind of law would that be? And that's what the vaccination laws are in 48 states. You have to get vaccinated to go to school, which is why they tell you the law says, and it does say that, but then it says down in the fine print, unless you don't want to. In essence, that's the short version.
Right.
So,
now
they never tell you the fine print.
Yeah, we question why you'd want to send your kids to a government indoctrination center, but I recognize most of the reason is economic. People are basically challenged economically because the government has grown so large that it's gobbling up whatever is there of a marketplace where you can actually earn a living, make something, do a service that actually has benefit for your community, and they're trying to destroy that. We'll talk more about that in terms of the attack on four-year-old little children who are gardeners in a little while. Now, on the vaccine side of things, I just want to briefly, you know, confirm what Chris and I have been talking about for years on the air, that having an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from disease. In fact, that's a reaction to something already. That's already way late. And even if you have the antibody and do start officially by these vaccines, the fact is it damages and weakens and even destroys natural immunity to such a degree that even if you can identify an attacker running at you very quickly with a dangerous weapon, if you have no energy to defend yourself, what good is it to see them coming? You can't do anything about it anyway. You get the analogy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've taken a new tact. Well, I guess it's not all that new, 10 years or so, calling vaccinations immunizations. Vaccines do not immunize. That's a lie. It's a misstatement. They take the energy away by a variety of different means, and people are, you know, have a lack of energy anyway because of a lack of nutrition. So there are a variety of reasons, not just from the vaccines, that people don't have energy, and the vaccine just contributes to that lack of energy and actually causes the very diseases that they're talking about. And that's admitted to by, you know, Jonas Salk testified in Congress 50 years ago that the result of the polio vaccine was that every case of polio now is because of the vaccine. You know, so they condemn themselves, but people don't pay attention to that.
Well, exactly. And not only that, but we see the increased risk for chronic disease, or reality in chronic diseases, autoimmunity, type 1 diabetes, as well, stimulated into these autoimmune antibody responses to these foreign antigens and all kinds of other things going into the body. And I would say even setting people up on the road to cancer. which certainly has everything to do with toxicological assault and the, ultimate diminishment of nutrients from the body, minerals that we'll talk about here. But I want to go to a cancer question, Chris, and I know you love answering questions from the listeners as well. This one comes from Kelly. She says, "Hi, Robert. My mom was just diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer with liver metastasis. She wants to go the conventional route with chemo and radiation. The doctors are saying no vitamins or supplements because they might interfere with the treatment. I was thinking of trying One World Way and green powder of some kind to start. I'm hoping to eventually get her to go see Dr. Nick Gonzalez or Dr. Bittar. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you, Kelly." Kelly, boy, do we have suggestions. Chris, I'll let you tackle this first.
Well, I especially love to tackle this one. My first suggestion is get my book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting, from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And that's not self-serving. That's serving the questioner. The very first example of many that is given in the book is of just one individual with colon cancer back at the turn of the century, and I just saw that woman who was then in her 70s and is now in her 80s. In fact, she had avoided doctors because she learned early in life the problems they can be, and she only was in the hospital because of a severe bowel obstruction, and because of her knowledge of health, she knew how important the bowel function is. So when they did exploratory, they came in and said, "Well, we removed a large cancerous tumor." They said, "So we need to go on with chemotherapy, radiation," and she thanked them for their concern and then said, "No, thank you." So while they had her as a prisoner in the hospital recovering from surgery, the next day the oncologist came in and began to explain to her what she didn't understand. Of course, she did understand and again thanked them now and said, "No, thank you." So the next day they came in and began to regale her about her foolishness as an old woman for not doing these things. Well, long story short, she got out of the hospital. She called me up, as I've been working with a number of people in that area. And she got started on my cancer protocol, 1,000 micrograms of whole food selenium. It's outlined in the book. Chromium, silicon, Kanchis tea, the amounts to use are in the book. And a few months later, while I was speaking at a twice-a-month meeting I was having at that time, after everyone left, she came up and whispered in my ear that she had just got her latest cancer checkup, and they'd reported her cancer-free. Mm. I just saw her year before last, and she said that her annual physical, they were going to do a cancer check, and she told them, "Don't bother." But they did anyway, and she said they told her she's still cancer-free more than 10 years later. Nice. She had the tumor removed, but that was all she did except for nutrition. And what kind of dunderheads are these saying, "Don't take nutrition might interfere with the treatment"?
Yes. You know? Well, we know that.
I shouldn't eat?
No, exactly, Chris. I mean, that's the thing. And even the peer-reviewed literature has acknowledged this, not that we rely solely on that these antioxidants, these minerals, they don't protect cancer cells because cancer cells have lost that antioxidant protective mechanism so that they only protect the healthy cells. So if you're going to go down that road, and we don't recommend it, of chemo, radiation, that kind of thing, your life could be spared from the brutalest of treatment if you did take the supplements that the dunderheaded doctors are telling you not to take.
Yes, actually the literature is unanimous on that if you actually looked at it. Selenium is the number one protector against the damaging effects of radiation. So if you're going to use radiation, then it's malpractice not to use selenium.
And a lot of it, just like you say, in a food-grown state. By the way, I want to give a plug to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, where you can get Chris's book on selenium, as well as another book on GTF chromium, which we'll talk about a little later in the program. Jonathan can be reached at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And let's see, Chris, there's another question I want to get to. Do you have anything really critical on the cancer issue? Because I want to squeeze this in before the break.
Well, just also on the chemo and the medical literature, it's unanimous. When they do double blinds with chemo and selenium versus chemo without selenium, they always find better results with added selenium than without. End of story.
Beautiful. All right, here's another question coming in from Connie through the website at robertscottbell.com. I'm concerned about my 82-year-old mother who is in good health and not on any meds, but in the last year she has developed a chronic problem with urinary tract infections. Her doc prescribes her antibiotics, and now they don't even seem to be working. As soon as she finishes them, the infection comes back. She started on Sovereign Silver recently, but she's not sure she's getting enough yet. What else should we do before she sees a specialist in 3 weeks? She'd like to cancel that appointment if we can get help the natural way. Love, love, love the things I learn on your show, Connie. Thank you, Connie, for writing in. Real quick, we look at the elderly with urinary tract, particularly the female, and I look at this as a silicone deficiency, weirdly enough. I know the infection may be real, but I'm thinking that they're losing the elasticity, the integrity, the strength of the bladder, the urinary tract, and they're having some things of an inefficient evacuation, which could precipitate over time chronic infections of that arena. Now, the silver is great. There are other immune modulators that can be used as well, but we've got to look at structural or skeletal, or in this case, musculoskeletal integrity. Chris, am I on the right track?
Absolutely, you're on the right track with the silicon and for the structural integrity, and also for selenium, because you know, this is one instance where it's actually, as you know, difficult for silver to get into the urinary tract unless you're catheterizing. And, of course, that's an option.
Sure.
Probably the best efficiency would be to catheterize Sovereign Silver directly into the urinary tract, although that's not a whole lot of fun. But selenium internally will dramatically enhance immune system function, and we have to say it again, you know, from Jonathan, it's used to be healthy. Probiotics, extremely efficient and necessary after antibiotic therapy, and also effective as an immune stimulant on their own. So silicon, selenium, probiotics, absolutely. And
yeah,
get that
exactly.
Sovereign Silver catheterized if you really want to get it efficiently to the site.
Well, we'd like to hear from you with your thoughts or questions. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 6 days a week with GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. You can hear them in both places. Archives of the shows are linked up all of those places as well. We're glad you're with me. Chris is with me from the immune system of you to the immune system of the nation. We've got a lot of discussing to go, so stick with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy color. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Up on two stories here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris Barr is my guest today, and you can call us at 866-939-2355. Sponsors, please say thanks to them. They're all linked up. There's banners at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We were talking a little bit about questions of the day, the stage 4 colon cancer. I want to remind you to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get the selenium book by Chris, as well as the chromium book. We'll talk about that. Also on the UTI issue, remember, with women who are elderly, they've likely been, you know, and I don't know in this case, but many of them, unfortunately, are butchered by the OBGYNs. They take them and they say, you don't need a uterus anymore. That's a pain for you. We want to take it out. Well, let's take the ovaries, too. Maybe they'll leave them. I don't know. But if you remove a body part that significant that they say you no longer need, you also are going to affect the structure of other areas of the body, including the bladder, and that could be linking as well in these ladies that are not evacuating the urine out completely, creating chronic urinary tract infections. Just another consideration. Now, Chris, the issue of political healing, we do that from time to time here. There's a lot on the air now all over this propagandizing, even Democrats propagandizing for a war in Syria. You know, we haven't had enough war in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the world. We need to now say Syria is bombing its citizens with chemical munitions. I tend to be very skeptical of these reports because they seem to fit the, let's say, the telltale signs of the military-industrial complex wanting this perpetual war going on. But what about the chemical warfare being visited upon the American people? Where are the Democrats and Republicans on that issue, whether it be the vaccine issue or other things?
Yes, absolutely. And we don't need UN investigators to come in. We've got plenty of right out in your face between genetic modification of the foods, chemical additives to the food supply, vaccinations, which themselves are an onslaught against the nervous system as well as the whole body. We could even touch on chemtrails, whether people like to admit that or not. You know, there is an organized campaign, and the U.S. government actually is the one that sets the standards for the gassing of Americans by chemtrails. It's done by the Senate. That's a matter of public record if people just bother to look at it. So we have plenty of chemical weapon problems to address right in our own borders, far more significant than what is going on in Syria or what may be going on in Syria.
Yeah, and more warfare on the people of America. We're getting words of more Drug Enforcement Administration raids in Washington State against medical marijuana clinics. And, of course, there is no basis for, in the Constitution, federal or state, to ban a plant that God created. And Obama has, you know, been on the record saying, no, it's not our priority. We don't really need to be messing with that. We've got bigger fish to fry, he said, when he was on with Barbara Walters a few years back. He said, it wouldn't make sense for us to see this as a top priority going after recreational users. But now, with nullification on, 21 states have nullified federal marijuana limitations or restrictions. This is the movement, and this is not about left or right, because we've seen so many things where the government says, we are superior, we're the federal government, supremacy clause rules. Except they neglect to mention that the Supremacy Clause say that laws made in pursuance of the Constitution, that they conveniently leave that out, because if it violates the Constitution, there's no enumerated power that grants them the ability to do so. It's null and void. We don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to rule on it. We don't have to wait for an act of Congress. The states go, screw y'all, we're staying home, and you stay out of our business.
Yeah, absolutely. And besides, who wants to run in the Supreme Court anyway, because they're bought and paid for by Big Pharma. So, but we don't want to go to court there. Let's just rely on the document as it's written, the Constitution, and feds stay out of the state's business where you're not given a place to be, and which is what the Tenth Amendment says. That which is not given to the feds remains with the states.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of different states, I'm going to be in Nevada, in Las Vegas, of all places, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September at the American Naturopathic Medical Association's annual conference. They've invited me to speak. Grateful for them. If you go to ANMA.org, if you're anywhere near Vegas that weekend and you want to go, you don't have to be a naturopath. They said Robert Scott Bell Show listeners have a special ticket in, and they're not going to charge you a penny from what I understand, unless you want to buy lunch. That's another story. But if you go to ANMA.org, say, I'd like to go, heard it on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Las Vegas, come on down and see us. We'll be there. Also, on Sunday at the event, I'll be leaving the event briefly in the afternoon for a major lecture out to the public at a health food store healing center. Nick Brannigan is helping us set that up, and we'll be talking more about that. And then the following weekend in Atlanta, 13, 14, 15 of September, the Simpsonwood Retreat, of all the places for it to be held. Very cool place, but there's been some history there as well. But we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 13th, 14th, and 15th of September for the Cancer Conference with Ty Bollinger as well. And that's at HealingStrong.com. So check it out. All the links are up at RobertScottBell.com. We're going to take a brief break for the news, and then we're going to talk to you about news we have, including the USDA saying 4-year-old gardeners, they're the new extremists. And Chris Barr is going to be with me as well. Call us now, 866-939-BELL. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.